away you go. And he described his health with his son and said, no, he's a little shit right now. But great story
that ended well. Yeah, good on you, Bob.
With some really strong ones. Have a great day, Roman. I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Enjoy your holiday, James. And we say every Sunday, enjoy your Sunday, everybody.
Enjoy your sport and enjoy your holiday.
Send Sky Sports Radio a message by email. Any person, any program, any matter. One email address will find us all. Go to skysportsradio.com.au, click feedback and follow the prompts. It's that easy.
Join us for the VSports Breakfast Summer Edition weekday mornings from 5:30. We'll have all the latest news from the world of sport and racing, plus expert opinion and special guests. That's the VSports Breakfast Summer Edition from 5:30.
Bushfire season is upon us. Sky Sports Radio and Tabcorp asks our listeners to remain vigilant and immediately report any outbreaks. Let's stay safe in New South Wales this summer. Wherever you are in New South Wales, Sky Sports Radio's there too. On Albury 99.3 FM, Mudgee 90.9 FM, Warren 87.6 FM, and Canberra 1008 AM.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ, setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews, and tab markets.
And good morning at 10:01. Kevin Wolfe here. Thanks to Jimmy and Ray once again wowing us with entertainment Sunday morning, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. You've got to start your Sunday with the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend or you're just not serious. So thank you to Jimmy and Ray. Good fun again. And the brushes with fame. We have our preview coming up shortly for Coffs Harbour today. Gary Cleese will be giving us the winners in just a tick. We have Chasing and Pacing Rewind today. Big night last night at both Menangle and at Wentworth Park with the heats of the summer distance and the pause of thunder at Wenty and the great Tiger Tara running around in fine style at Menangle last night. So we'll have a look at both of those and continue our other previews after 11 with Goulburn Harness and the Wagga Greys, Wellington Gallops with Ben Walker, Dean Lester at Sale, Damien Courtney at the Sunny Coast. And so we've got Peter Ellis and Trent Langscale from Tab also jumping by. And Jim's being a goose out the window. What are you? Oh, he's gone now. What he was doing there. Anyway, Luke Marlow from Singapore will also give us some thoughts on this afternoon's program. Okay, racing manager at Coffs Harbour is Tim Saladine. Tim is with us. Hello, Tim.
Hey, Kev. How are you, mate?
I'm well. How long since you've raced at Coffs?
Just 2 weeks. We raced 27th of December.
And what sort of rainfall have you had? Have you had much up there since then?
Zero, yeah.
Oh, really?
The whole time, yeah. Like most of the state. Although I think you got a bit. We put a bit of irrigation on, but yeah, certainly good terrain, good grass coverage, but yeah, a little bit firm for Coffs Harbour, that's for sure.
Gee, so good three. That's sort of near firm, isn't it? Like it's. But you're happy with how the track is considering?
Yeah, it's got a really good grass coverage, and we can manually irrigate it, so we've been on it the last sort of 10 days, and.
And what about the fields? There seem to be quite large fields today. It's good.
Yeah, ripping for the pink silks. Yeah, we've got the race four, the all female riders race, full field of 14, and the pink silks cup.
Yeah,
yeah, should be a big day on track.
Excellent. Good on you, Tim. Good luck today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Tim.
All right, mate. Okay, there we go. There's Tim and Gary Cleese is going to give us all the winners today for a really good day out there at Coffs Harbour. All right, Gary Cleese. Good morning, mate.
Yeah, good morning, Kev. How are you, mate?
I'm well. Tim's bullish about how it is there today at Coffs, about the track and the lineup.
Looks good. Track's played really good. Well, the beauty about Coffs Harbour, it's got a big cover of Kai Kia on it, and I've only just arrived, actually, and I can tell you now, Kev, it's pretty good. The temperatures are great. That little bit of a breeze is just coming off the sea, which are keeping the temps down. They had really, really good feels. Pink Silk Cup Day, so there'll be a lot of pink floating around right through the day. The
Lovely.
Ladies do a wonderful job raising money, and yeah, it'll be all happening. Nice feels, and yeah, he mentioned about the apprentices rider. You know, we got 14 young female riders riding in the apprentices race and the ladies race there, and we'd be dead lost without the girls. They do a magnificent job all over New South Wales, mate.
Excellent, Gary. Well said. Now let's get stuck into the winners. The first race at 2 o'clock is Key Employment, two-year-old maiden. It's a quick one here over the 800 metres, so a bit of a quick dash. And we take out number 13 here from the race. The field is like this. One Lord Avatar. Look, there's no money anywhere so far apart from one runner. One Lord Avatar's at 17. Two Moonhawk at 26. Three Self Regard at 17. Four is Zoom Field at 12. Five is Divine Approach at 51. Six Inner Step, $6. Seven Miss Toe Tapper is 120. You've got eight Rosano at 81. In fact, at 51. Nine Say Savina is at $12. Now, 10 She's Leaving. This is the one that's had a bit of a go this morning. 8.50 into 7 so far, number 10. But that's the only runner. You've got 11 Show Some Heart, 41. And the odds on pick at the bottom is Sylvia's Memory here. It's $1.55. Gary?
Yeah, 12.6.9.10. She looks awfully hard to beat, Sylvia's Memory. She went to the trials on the Kensington track back in September. She led all the way there to win a two-year-old trial. 1.5, she had a little bit of a freshen up, came back and she trialled here. And that's the beauty about a two-year-old. She's been here to the track and had a go, and she just won that trial here 17 days ago by four, and she just had a really soft time in the trial. She looks real professional, and she's in a great yard. He knows that I produced one, Mark Quinn, so he brings her here today, and I think she'll be getting the job done. Six in a step is the big danger. She debuted in an open maiden here over 800 metres 17 days ago. She was beaten 2.2 lengths. She probably had a few things in her favour. She had one alley too, and that was a big hope, but she is coming back to two-year-old company. She's had the experience, and she's got enough speed to offset a little bit of a tricky gate. Say Savina, the nine, has had two trials. She's from the Terry McCarthy stable at Ballina. She ran second in her first trial a month ago, beaten 2.2. She wasn't really knocked around. Then they gave her a good squeeze in her next trial, and she got up and got the job done 18 days ago. So she's well trialled up. She's in a good yard. She's well prepared here first up. And she's leaving the 10. She runs second in that same trial as Sylvia's Memory. She was beaten four lengths, but she probably wasn't asked to do a great deal. But I do think the favourite's going to take a lot of beating. If she hits the lids like she did in the Kensington track and what she did here in the trials, she'll be very hard to run down. 12-6. 9 and 10 in race one.
12, 6, 9, 10 there from Gary. We look at race two. The Bay Range Group 3-year-old and up. It's a maiden over 1,000 metres here, and the scratchings 4, 7, 10, 11, and 17. Through tab one, basically $51. Number two, Bivouac is at 26. The favourite here's short again. Number three, Palo. Chris Lees, Andrew Gibbons. It's $1.85 tab fixed odds. It opened at 2.30. Five, he shows pride at 15. Six, Bill's Gift at 10. 8 Magnifier, 51. 9 The Time Warp, 14. 12 Named After is 15. 13 Queen Gina here. This has been spec'd this morning. 16's into 10. Via Condotti, number 14, is 23's into 11 this morning. So a bit of a spec there. 15 Miss Bangers at $5. And Sunset Ruby, number 16, at 61. Another odds on favourite here, race 2.
He looks hard to beat. He does on 3, 15, 13, and 6. And I mean, he debuted up here, and he debuted really good. It was just the 800 metres might have been a shade too short for him, Kev, and he did get tightened up at the 300 metre mark. He was beaten a length, but the more he kept getting to the line, the better he was doing. He's got to go at the track now. He gets up to the 1,000 metres, which I think will suit him absolutely a lot better. I've got 15 as the danger, Miss Bang. She joins a new stable now. She's in the Paul Robbins stable. She was formerly trained out of Queensland. I mean, she only had the three starts in maidens at the Gold Coast and Sunshine Coast. And if you look at all those maidens, 10 winners came out of those three maidens. So she has been at the trials, and she trialled up a week ago at Moorlambar and showed a heap of speed, wasn't asked to do anything, had a pretty soft time down the running. She run third in that trial, beaten about all length. Got a big watch on the 13 Queen Gina. I like that money coming for her on tab.com.au. She debuted back in September in a really strong maiden at Grafton. I know she was beaten 7.3 lengths, but a heap of winners have come out of the race. She's trained here on the track by Paul Smith, and she draws the one gate. And you don't get any better jockey around here than Raymond Spokes, and there is money for her, so that's good to see. And I've got the six in here, Bill's Gift. She did nothing on debut back in February 2018. He tipped her out, Johnny Shelton, but I like the first up running. She ran fourth of 11, beaten 3.7 behind Hot Scene. She had improvement in the mounting yard, and she draws a good gate today. 3, 15, 13, and 6 in race 2.
3, 15, 13, 6. Race 3 comes along at 10 past 3 here. It's Coffs Harbour Toyota Maiden over 1,300. We take out 9, 10, 12, 17, and 18 here. Another big field. Number 1 Guest is at $6 with tab. 2, Atiaf is at $7 out from $5.50. Number three, Stone, is $9.50. $6 about number four, Zuki. The five, Boyles, is at $8.50. Six, Consoling, is at $26. Now, you've got the favourite here, Materiality, again for Chris Leese, Andrew Gibbons, number seven. It's $2.90 into $2.50 with the tab. You've got eight, Private Client, $150. 11, Easy Squeezy at $41. 13, Moncherie, $150. 14, Totten. A bit of a go here. 15's into 8's, 50 this morning for number 14. 15, Solar Storm is at 21. And 16, Solora, $126 here. 250 Materiality, the fave.
Yeah, look, I'm 271 and 4, Kev. I'm at the 2 at TF now. You've got a few names. I'm nearly sure Marion Brosnan, when I interviewed her on Sky when he went around at Lismore, said she calls him at TF, but we'll get that right anyway. But oh, look, he's just screaming for 1,300 metres. This horse, I mean, was an absolute certainty beaten at Lismore beyond Casino and Marino. He just couldn't get out. He tried everywhere on him, Matty McGarren. When he did eventually get out, I think he even got suspended out of it. He had to tighten one up to get out on him. But he's a big track horse. He's been here at his second start. I actually run 50 beyond Bubbles Ball and the Hot Maiden, and he draws good, and he gets the big track and 1,300 metres. So he'll be hard to beat. Materiality, really good run on debut. I liked her run. That was at Scone. She was only beaten four lengths. This may be a fraction easier. She draws nice with Andrew Gibbons. I think she absolutely perfectly weighted from the gate that she should get a nice run. One guess is a big query. He had a bit of tidying up to do. He's a former Victorian horse. Jimmy Jarvis has got him here now. His form in Victoria was good enough. He'd placed a couple of times. One time at Mornington there, he was placed only beaten 0.2 of the length. But when we saw him in the yard a month ago at Tuncurry, he had a little bit of cleaning up to do, and he really got going late. It was only the last 150 metres when he started to hit the line when he run third there. So it'll be interesting to see if he's made improvement off that. And for Zuki, look, she's had a chance to win a race. But I like the last run at Lismore behind Skylar Zen. She run third, beaten 3.6. Skylar Zen's come out to win a class one straight after that, and she gets the gun gate on a home track. And I reckon 1,300 metres is about her limit. 271 and 4 in race three.
271 and 4. Okay. Race four, the J&K Jarvis Pink Silks. Fillies and mares in more ways than one. Benchmark 58 here. We take out 1 and 5 and 17 and 18. Big field again. Here we go. The fixed odds. 2, Respetta, is $13 into $6.50. Money there for the 2 this morning. 3, Ruby Two Shoes, is at 7. You've got 4, Londinium, at $7 as well. 6, All About Charlie, at 10. You've got 7, Mazurka, at 21. 8, Munro, is $16 in from 26 this morning. 9, Piccolo Miss, is at $9.50. 10, Miss Vegas, is $21 pop. 11, Secrets No More, is at 21. 12, Polly Adore, is at 23. Rosie Elsie here, number 13, is your favourite at $5, so it's wide open. You've got 14, Danishki, at 10. 15, Mayfair Lady, at 14. Paper Kites, number 16, 13. Where do you look here, Gary?
Yeah, this is open to the head, Kevin. Jim Jarvis sponsors the race, him and his wife, and I reckon he can win the race too. I'm 13, 4, 3 and 9. I'm just... The more I keep coming, I have to come back to her, Rosie Elsie. I mean, you go back 4 months ago, she runs second into on Dundee Leash. Dundee Leash and the Chris Leash stable has went bang after that. She came back and she won a maiden here by 7.5. I thought she was playing in the run home 2 runs ago behind Mimic Beat and 4.5. But I love the last run. The gate didn't do any favours. She drew 11 gate. She was beaten 2.5 beyond Ivy a Dancer when running 4th. Gets a beautiful gate today, that Alex. It just get a lovely running transit. And Brooks Dow knows it, so look, I'm happy enough to stay with her. Before Londinium has only had the one run back from the Chris Leash stable. She won a maiden at Tamworth when they kicked her out. But look, this would be easy. She was only beaten about 6.2 behind Hit the Target. Good gate helps her out. And not only that, that was an open class one, and she's back to Phillies and Mears benchmark 58. So there's a little bit back in grade. 3 Ruby Two Shoes is flying and got the job done. Really good at Inverell on Inverell Cup Day, beating Meter Eater. I've got one little concern with it. She goes up massively in weight and she's not an over big mare, but she has been placed and has won with around that 58-59, but the 60.5 frightens me a little bit. And I've got 9 Piccolo Miss. I think she's got a light.
Well, you still there, Gary? All right, we... have an issue with Gary, see if we can pull him up again here. Now, we'll come back in just a moment to Gary.
Race Day is brought to you by the Tab app. Proudly made by punters for punters. Gamble responsibly.
There's nothing better than summer racing on the Northern Rivers. This Friday, Ballina stages their Summer Cup meeting with Country Showcase prize money. Ballina tips from 10, Friday morning on Sky Sports Radio.
Australians are practical people. So what about a useful everyday diary for women full of essential health information that also saves lives? Now that's something. The Australian Women's Health Diary funds life-saving breast cancer trials research. Buy one for yourself or someone you love and do something that does something. It's just $18.95 from newsagents, Woolworths and magshop.com.au. The Australian Women's Health Diary. Buy the diary that saves lives today.
Sky Sports Radio is all over the best harness racing in New South Wales and Australia. Tuesdays, Greg Hayes brings you the latest news and talks with the key players. On the Pace, Tuesday mornings at 10:30
here on Sky Sports Radio.
Inglis, the only auction house to sell a two-year-old Group 1 winner in Australia this year. Esther Jarb in the Golden Slipper.
Esther Jarb hanging on from the hood and Esther Jarb.
Written by in the Blue Diamond.
But it's written by for Jordan Child.
Seabrook in the Champagne Stakes.
And Seabrook goes on to win it.
And the Autumn Sun in the JJ Atkins.
The Autumn Sun stretches.
Where will the smart buyers be in 2019? English.com.au.
Punters, we bet you. You can't find a better betting app than the Tab app. With more live Sky Racing than any other app, exclusive race previews and the biggest range of race replays on offer, you have everything you need to give you the best betting experience all in the palm of your hand. Plus, enjoy access to detailed form, cutting-edge data and expert analysis from the best in the business. Download the Tab app today and stay ahead of the game. Tab. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio with the latest winning info right now on Racing HQ.
All righty, Gary Cleese, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
I can't even explain what went on there. I just can't even tell you why, how, what. But anyway, we're back. You're still with us. That was only about a 10-minute break. Anyway.
Yep, that was it. Yeah, look, I'll just give you those numbers for race
4. Race 4.
13, 4, 3 and 9, mate. 13, 4, 3, 9 in race 4.
Okay, that's also the pivotal race. Of course, wraps up the early quaddie, starts the main quaddie at Coffs this afternoon. Now, race 5 at 20 past 4. Komatsu benchmark 58 for the boys. It's due at 20 past 4 there. 4, 5, 17, 18 have been scratched. So in terms of fixed odds here, 1 Curly Mac is 10 into 9.50. 2 San Marco, 4.60 up to 4.80. 3 Chattereau is at $8. You've got 6 Nisselroy at $10. Now, number 7 Milne Bay has been specced in a big way this morning from 17s into $6 there, number 7. 8 Dangerous Dan is $11. You go 9 Kingaroy at $7.50. 10 Man of Envy at 6, then you go 11 Eddie Wood Go, $16. 12 One More is at 41. 13 Grenache at 19. 14 With Every Bound is at 19. You got 15 Annihilation at 41 and 16 Tau Token at $41 in from 71 spec there, number 16. What do you like this one, Gary?
Yeah, I'm 2.19-1. Look, I like the horse here, 2 San Marco. I mean, he might be one of those type of horses we can see go to the qualifying Macquarie Championships going into the big one at Randwick. But look, his two runs this time out have been absolutely enormous. Beyond Manning Treasure and Vivid Image, he's been just screaming out for 1,200, 1,300 and hitting the line. But I love the horse and I love these two runs. I don't like his gait, but where he hits in transit, maybe he has to give him a good squeeze, Andrew Gibbons, to put him into the race. 9 Kingaroy, he goes good, and I loved his win at Ballina. He went back to the inside, and when he got out at the depth, he went bang, and he'll get a really good run from that one alley today here on his home track. 10 Man with Envy. He won a maiden at Dubbo over 1,100 metres. Tony Newing, he travels his horses pretty good. He's coming all the way from Gosford, but he took him to a mile at Gosford, and the bottom line is he was still there at the 200-metre mark, but I don't think he quite run the mile out. So he certainly gets back to country grade, and getting back to the 1,300 would definitely suit him a lot better. And I'm giving the toppy a chance, Curly Mac. He's the 12 times winner, and his last two runs at Lismore beyond El Magico, beaten 4 lengths when running fourth. El Magico went straight to Doomin on a Saturday and run second, and then he finished just behind Hope Island. He's one of our tough campaigners, and he is a two times winner here at the track. 2, 9, 10, and 1 in race 5.
2, 9, 10, 1 it is there from Gary Cleese. We come to race 6, the Wayne Glen Pink Silks Cup. 1,200 the trip, and it's at 5 to 5. We take out 2. That's the only scratching at this stage, a field of 10. Now, 1 is Jexcellent. It's at $4.60 tab fixed odds. 3, Dreamalina, is 8 into $6.50. 4 is Fernie Hurst at $5.50. You go 5, Elite Double O is $18. 6, Danger is at $9. You go 7, Maniki Bell at $16. 8, You Wait and See is at $26. Now, Tarbot number 9, here's your fave. It's $2.80 on the tab fixed odds number 9. 10, Buddies Owed at 10, and 11, Star Fest at $101. Do you like the favourite here?
Oh, I do. I made him one of the best bets of the day at here last meeting, and he wasn't disgraced. I'm 9-4, 1-10, and look, he's just exceptional here, this horse. He's had 5 goes. He's won 3 here and been placed 1. His win over Typhoon Bonnie was terrific here with 58.5. And then he got bumped up to the 16.5 kilos, and they call me Rose was always going to be the leader, and she just busted the feel up going down the back, and this fella had to do all the bullocking work to cart the feel up to the Tearaway leader, which he probably had a 4 to 5 lengths in his sights leaving the 300-metre mark, and he wore it down to a length. He just quite couldn't run it down, and probably what he felt the pinch too. He did have 16.5 kilos on his back, so we're seeing a horse today that loves the track. He's got a 6-kilo weight drop, and to me, I think he's drawn a better gate. He drew the inside gate here last start, and he's probably a better horse when he's 1 or 2 just off the fence, but they won't bust up or they won't run as hard as what they did here last start. So I think he can get another win under his belt. We've been saying that for Fernie Hurst, smart man, really, really smart man. She ran second in the big sprint behind Cop Item Port Macquarie Cup Day. Then she went to Canterbury and she failed. She's had a freshen up. I reckon she's heading to the Queen of the North in a couple of weeks' time at Port Macquarie. But a very good mare and a very good mare here on a home track from a really good gate. One Jexcellent, he's a smart horse. He's had 2 runs for the New Yard. He runs second at Newcastle, then he runs 6th there over the 1,300 metres. So they bring him straight back here to the 1,200 metres. The soft gate will help him. That little bit of claim for Wendy Peel will certainly help him along. And look, there's a knockout here. It could be Buddy Doe. He draws a 1 gate. He gets 52.5 kilos on his back, and he's the last start winner at Newcastle in a 65 rating where he had 54. So he's got a 1.5 kilo weight drop here, and he's had 3 goes at this track for a win and 2 placing. Kenny's Lantry's got him at Newcastle. He knows how to travel, and I think he'd love to win a Pink Silk Cup with him too. So he's not out of the mix here. 9-4, 1-10 for me in race 6.
9-4, 1-10 in the 6th. And the last race here, Gary, wraps it up. Race 7 at 5:30. The Glen Family Benchmark 58. 2, 4, 13, and 17 won't be running. The race comes up at 5:30. The fixed odds here. 1 Call the Captain is at $8. 3 Mr. Spin from 19s into $10, a bit of a spec there for the 3. 5 Spirit of Hussein is the fave here, $3.20 with tab. You go 6 Blazing Cheers at 12, 7 Kameok at 12, 8 Galliano 41s into 26 here, 9 Bon Costa is at $8. Then you go 10 Cantilate at 23, 11 Flinders Dragon $8.50, $5.50 about 12 Tycoon Rossa, 14 Lunar Luster at 21, 15 Magic Ticket 61s into 34. And Mr. Hooterbell, number 16, $81. Again, it's another big field here. 3.20, the fave, Spirit of Hussein.
Yeah, look, I'm sticking with him. I really like the horse. 5, 9, 11 and 14 for me. And his last 2 runs have been terrific. He ran 3rd behind McKello. He's beaten 1.2. And he only got going on the short circuit at Mwoolumbah the last 150 metres. And every time I've seen this guy win, he's won on the bigger circuits, like the Graftons and here at Coffs Harbour, where he's a 2-time winner. But he just found Phil Prince a little bit too solid for him in the run home here 17 days ago. Phil Prince beat him 0.5 a length, and we saw what Phil Prince did a week ago at Kempsey, absolutely blew him away there. But look, I probably don't like his gait, but she'll work that out very quick, Belinda Hodder. She'll work it out whether she's got to go forward, which he's got enough speed to put himself into a position. I would have nearly had this fella on top 9, Bon Costa. He did nothing at his first 2 runs back, but he was a lot better at Kempsey 6 days ago behind Cool Prince. So obviously he's on the quick back up within 6 days, but he's a very, very good horse, this horse, and he's a good home track horse, and there is money for him. I just had a look at $15 into $8 tab.com.au, so he's getting that support. 11 Flinders Dragon, he gets a nice soft gate. The speed slowed mid-race with him the other day, and he just wanted to get his head up and over race a little bit, but I think they'll run along a lot quicker here today to give him a little bit of cover. And I've got the 14 Luna Lust at the odds. I reckon she's the runner on there. She come from near last first up at Grafton over 1,400 metres behind Nooks and Frennies when running third. Nooks and Frennies come out and absolutely bolted in here to her next run. And then she didn't handle the Lismore track. She's a backmarker that gets back. But she's got a lightweight chance that they run hard in front. 5, 9, 11 and 14 for me in the last bet.
5, 9, 11, 14 there. Okay, recap your best, Gary.
I like race 2, number 3, Paola. I think, he's going to come up short, and his run here on debut was good enough. And I like a TF at around that $5, $6 mark, race 3, number 2. So race 2, number 3, a Paola, and race 3, number 2, a TF.
Mm-hmm.
Quaddy numbers will shorten a couple of legs, 13, 4 and 3 in the first leg. Then we'll go 2, 9 and 10 in the second leg. I want to go wide in that Thimsall Cup because I've got the 10 in there. So I've got 9, 4, 1 and 10. In the third leg, and then 5, 9, and 11 in the last leg, Kev. But beautiful conditions, and I'll get a big crowd, and the track will play pretty good. It's got a good cover of grass on it, mate.
Lovely. Priscilla with you today?
Priscilla's with me, and I think her best bet of the day, I did have it, when she stole it off me, Tarbert race, that's in the Thimsall Cup, race 6, number 9. I know she's pretty keen on Tarbert. He's got that 6-kilo weight drop, like I said, here last time.
Okay.
Chase the tearaway leader, so...
Okay.
Yeah, I think we'll have a good day, mate.
Okay, so it's race 2, number 3, race 3, number 2, and race 6, number 9 between the two of you there. Gary, thank you for that. Enjoy your afternoon. We'll be catching your late mail in all the various interviews with jockeys and trainers right through the day. Thank you, mate.
Good on you, Kev. Well done, mate.
Gary Cleese, there we have Coffs Harbour, our preview for you. The Jockey Challenge, CJ Graham is at 340, Andrew Gibbons 360, Belinda Hodder at 6, then you go Matt McGowan at 10, Brooke Starr at 9, Matty Padgett 13, Leah Kilner 19, any other jockey there is at $5. Now, calling today for us is Anthony Collins, and he'll be touching base with us at about 10 to 1. Just got to make sure he's there. And then between 1 and 2, we'll get your tab movers also before the program. The first there comes up at 2 o'clock. And if you've got your pen handy here, I'll give you Anthony's numbers. They've just appeared here for you. His tips to guard next to Gary's in race 1. Anthony Collins, 12 to beat 9, 10 and 6. Same four numbers as Gary, slightly different order. Race 2, Anthony's going 3 on top. 3 to beat 6, 14 and 9. In race 3, Anthony, our caller, 7. To beat 2, 1 and 4, 7, 2, 1, 4. Race 4, he likes 4. To beat 13, 3 and 9. A few of these races, same numbers as Gary, just a slightly different order. So he's got the 4 on top. There we go to race 5. Anthony's going 9 to beat 2, 8 and 6. 9 on top there. Race 6, the Pink Silks Cup. He's going 9 to beat 10, 4, 6. Same as Priscilla and Gary there, the 9 on top. And race 7, it's 11 from Anthony to beat 5, 6 and 12. 11, 5, 6 and 12 for Coffs Harbour Pink Silks Cup Day. Fabulous stuff this afternoon. You'll hear all the colour here on Sky Sports Radio. And, of course, you can hear it through the Tab app. 27 past 10 on Sky Sports Radio. We'll go chasing and pacing rewind in a moment.
Hunter's post-mortem on Sky Sports Radio is the best way to reflect on all the weekend's racing. With analysis from Ron Duffercy and Dean Lester, plus your calls. Sydney Radio's longest running program. Hunter's post-mortem, Monday morning at 9 on Sky Sports Radio.
Keep on running. 60 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 60 equal monthly payments until January 2024. Harvey Norman, massive half-yearly clearance. Furniture and bedding, home appliances, televisions and technology.
Minimum financed amount $1,000. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details.
60 months interest-free store-wide. Big brands, big savings. No deposit, no interest with 60 equal monthly payments until January 2024. Harvey Norman, massive half-yearly clearance on now.
Here is the champion. Cracksman wins the champion in fantastic soil.
The only place to catch the very best equine superstars from around the globe.
First time, every time,
is right here. Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
The Central Coast is alive with thundering hooves. And Sky Sports Radio is right there. Thursday, it's Cup Day at Gosford, plus the thrilling takeover target. Sky Sports Radio has all the Gosford tips. Thursday morning at 10.
Stay right where you are and enjoy your favourite reality viewing this summer staycation. The one you watch from the windows of your own home. Wideline windows and doors can create the perfect frame for your view. Whether it's bifolds at Bankstown, casements at Coffs, or awnings at Abermain. All backed by a 7-year guarantee. Take
Take a closer look at the stylish range of Wideline windows and doors. Get started today by visiting wideline.com.au. Sky Sports Radio has your perfect start to a winning day.